USA Radio News.
A man who hijacked a plane before threatening to crash it into a Walmart in Mississippi has died in federal custody. This comes 4 days after being transferred. Corey Wayne Patterson was found unresponsive in his cell at the Federal Detention Center in Miami, according to the Federal Bureau of Prisons. The 29-year-old man's cause of death has not yet been determined, according to the Bureau. Tim Berg has the latest on the Biden debt relief situation.
The Biden administration is planning to ask the Supreme Court to review its student debt relief plan. On Thursday, the Justice Department announced its plan to ask the court to reverse an injunction which has prevented the debt relief program from moving forward. Six Republican state officials have filed a lawsuit claiming the program is unfair and unconstitutional, and a three-judge panel voted to pause the debt relief while the lawsuit unfolds. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Los Angeles County has logged another 2,215 COVID-19 infections, while the number of virus-positive patients in local hospitals continue to creep upward. The 7-day average daily rate of people testing positive for the virus also continued to climb upward, reaching 7.1%, up from 5.6% a week ago. This is all according to the County Department of Public Health. There is a strong recommendation for mask wearing, but there is no mask wearing mandate at this time. NASA is celebrating the successful launch of Artemis 1 by cutting ties. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
U.S. regulators have approved a plan to demolish four dams on a California river and open up hundreds of miles of salmon habitat that would be the largest dam removal and river restoration project in the world when it goes forward. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission's unanimous vote on the dam is the latest major regulatory hurdle and the biggest milestone for the $500 million demolition proposal championed by Native American tribes. The project would return the lower half of California's second largest river to the free-flowing state for the first time in more than a century. A Detroit man is in custody after it's alleged he shot and killed his neighbor, leading to a four-hour standoff with police on the city's west side. According to Detroit Police Chief James White, the suspect was upset after he was sentenced to 60 days in jail as a result of a dispute with his neighbor over an Amazon package that was delivered last year. The fan who caught Aaron Judge's American League record 62nd home run ball is placing it on the auction block after turning down a $3 million offer to sell it. A collector for Golden Auction predicts that the ball has, quote, the potential to become the highest priced ball ever sold, end quote. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast.